Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us live is Elizabeth Carey with the AAA, serving Western and Central New York. We're talking about making those travel plans, especially with the Bills schedule coming back out. Elizabeth, thanks for being with us. You know, last year was like a year off, right? Where, I mean, aside from a couple of games, there wasn't really many places to travel for Bills fans, with no one allowing fans in the stands. This year, it's completely different. By the kickoff, just about every stadium, question mark, is really only here, will be allowing fans at full capacity. Are you gearing up for a busy travel season for Bills fans?
Oh, absolutely. The phones already started ringing as some of the schedule was leaked out. But if you think about last year, so Las Vegas, they were supposed to play there. We had so many people booked and people excited to go, and then that game didn't happen with fans in the stands, like you said. So this year, the number one location that people have been calling about already is the New Orleans game. So New Orleans, Louisiana, Thanksgiving night on the 25th. I mean, you can't go wrong. You hang out in the French Quarter, go to the game, you know, hang out on Bourbon Street. So calls are already coming in for that one.
Yeah, I can see that that would be very popular, and Brian's already looking into that too. You know, when do airline tickets though open up for like a date in November?
So if you're thinking about like traditional airlines, like, you know, Delta or American, something like that, you can book flights now. Southwest flights are not open yet. They usually have open about 5 to 6 months out, so they're not open that far into November yet. So you're going to want to keep an eye on that, because I'm sure as soon as those dates open up, people will be, you know, antsy and grabbing at them. They'll probably be open, you know, within the next month or so. So you got to keep an eye on that one.
Is there a best time, you know, whether it's for a Bills game or just traveling for a getaway during this summer, is there a best time? We always hear that, you know, oh, it's Tuesday before you wake up, or, you know, something like that, to book your airline tickets. Or has that completely changed with all the changes that we've seen in air travel over the last year?
Well, Tuesdays are a good day to book. I see that just personally. I'm always kind of combing through airfare looking for the best deal. But really, they have so many sales going on right now, and everything that happened last year, they've been offering flexible cancellation policies and more. So you really work with a travel agent, and they'll keep an eye on flights and let you know when the cheapest ones are. So that way you don't have to do all that legwork on your own. But, you know, these games, a lot of them traveling for a weekend, so you're going to pay a higher price if you're just going for the weekend. But when you think of some of these destinations, like number two in popularity would be Nashville for that Monday night game in October. Very popular destination. Nashville's just like a hot spot right now. You know, you can hang out on Lower Broadway, go to the honky-tonks. You walk right across the bridge there to go over to the stadium. Remember a couple years ago, the pictures of all the fans pouring over the bridge, you know, and they were saying, oh, look at these Bills fans in Nashville. And I happened to be there in February, and the bartender asked me where I was from. I said Buffalo, and he started laughing. I'm like, oh, boy, what are you going to say? And he's like, they're very friendly, but they do know how to drink. So that's our reputation in Nashville.
All right. You've traveled. I mean, you're just saying we know where you've been. What's it like, you know, during this pandemic, as we're kind of coming out of it? Is it a big deal right now?
Well, first of all, you have to be prepared to follow the rules. So on the airline, you need to make sure you have a mask on, and it needs to be a mask that fits their guidelines. You know, if it's one of those neck gaiters that just comes up over your nose, they're going to ask you to put on a different mask, or they'll give you a mask. I saw that happen on flights. You're going to want to make sure you pack your hand sanitizer and your wipes so you keep your area clean. Wipe down that tray table. They clean the planes after every flight, but you want to make sure you have peace of mind. And, for instance, Tampa would be our third most popular destination. The game's not till December, but I happen to just be in Tampa for a wedding in April, and Oh, my gosh. What a great destination. Easy to get to. They have direct flights. Again, not open to book yet on Southwest, but they will be. Walking along the Riverwalk, you know, there's great places to hang out in Ybor City. And, of course, the beaches at St. Pete and Clearwater right there. People very friendly. And, you know, there's these rumors that Florida's wide open. And when I was there in April, people still had their masks on until you sat down in the restaurant and then you could take them off. But when people were outside, yeah, I didn't really see many masks on the beaches or streets when people are walking around or anything like that.
You know, it was the big question over much of the last year is, you know, where I land, what do I have to know about what I am able to do, what I'm not going to be able to do. If we're talking about the Bills season, you know, more and more it looks like, and we've been talking about throughout the day, that for most states, by September, you're looking at, basically restrictions being taken off from what has been announced by governors throughout the U.S. What is the guidance that you're giving people who come to you looking to book for? Maybe it's later in July, August, September, and then, of course, during the Bills season in terms of, you know, should you be expecting restrictions or are you pretty much in the clear for thinking it's going to be as close to a normal trip as possible?
Well, it really depends on the destination and how soon they're lifting different restrictions. Of course, New York has more restrictions than some other places right now, so people need to be prepared for that. So our travel agents know exactly what's going on in each city that people are looking to book. Places, you know, like Texas, they're back to school. They've been back to school for months there and, you know, no restrictions. So it really depends on where you are going. But another thing that's a trend right now is these rental car prices are through the roof. They've really gone up because these rental car companies sold off their fleets last year. Manufacturing was down. They can't get more cars. There's high demand. So, like, if you think of, like, New Orleans, Nashville, Tampa, you don't need a rental car at any of those places. So if Bills fans book these flights, you'll be able to just walk or Uber wherever you're going. So that's a convenient factor, too. And, you know, when I was in the Ubers recently, they did ask you to keep your mask on. You know, who knows how long that will go. And it's really up to the individual, too. Like, we would tell people, if you're going to Disney, even before the pandemic, know your surroundings, just like as if you're going to Europe, so you can protect yourself. And the same goes for these days right now.
Yeah. You know, anyone traveling right now, especially in the Southeast, really needs to watch the this demand for gas and the gas shortages, right?
Oh, my gosh. Our phones have been ringing. People saying, oh, I was planning to take a road trip down to the Carolinas. Should I be going? I don't want to be stranded down there and not have gasoline. There's ample supply in the United States. It's just a delivery issue. So now that the pipeline's open back up, hopefully they can remedy the situation as soon as possible. And one of the problems that really exasperated all of this is people panic buying and, you know, filling up these containers of gasoline and loading their cars and stockpiling their garages. And AAA had warned people not to do that because it's not safe. And gasoline's highly flammable. You don't want to be driving around with containers of it or stockpiling it in your garage. So hopefully things will calm down now that the pipeline opens.
Well, come on, what if I double bag my gas?
I know. It's just like the toilet paper. You saw some strange things happening.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate, I know personally, I appreciate some of the info that you shared, and I know a lot of other people listening did as well. Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining us. It's Elizabeth Carey with the AAA of Western and Central New York.